Speaker 1.
I'm in favor of keeping the monarchy because it helps Canada. It's a symbol of cultural unity. Whatever country you're from, whoever you love, whether you were born here or abroad, we are all loyal to the crown, and as such, it unites us.
Speaker 1 here introduces the idea that the crown, meaning the monarchy, is the same for everyone, no matter what their background is. They explain that it is something that ties them together as a kind of cultural unity, which means that the monarchy is part of everyone's identity, which is expressed as a shared identity for the population. So item 0 is I.
The monarchy also makes Canada more stable. It is a referee for our democracy. A good example of this is a British Columbia election a couple of years ago in which there was no clear majority. So the lieutenant governor, who is a representative of the monarch, considered the matter, went to other legal counsels in the community, and eventually decided to ask another leader to see if he could actually form a government. That's a way in which the monarchy can actually safeguard the results of elections.
In the past few sentences, Speaker 1 here has explained how the monarchy works within a democracy and that it is the monarchy's job in a way to make sure democracy can work the way it should. So item 1 is K. There are several parts where you can hear that this is the correct answer. One of them is that the monarchy is a referee for our democracy. Also, the example about the election in British Columbia serves to explain this. Also, at the end of that example, the speaker says that this is a way in which the monarchy can actually safeguard the results of elections, again expressing that the monarchy makes sure the democratic processes work as they should.
Speaker 2.
So as a historian looking back at the 20th century, I have to say that it seems that a constitutional monarchy is a fantastic way to prevent tyranny. The United Kingdom is surrounded by places which didn't have this check on power and thus allowed their entire governments to be put in the hands of one guy who then proceeded to do terrible things.
Speaker 2 here has given the information needed to match sentence D with 2 or 3. The phrase other nations refers to the UK being surrounded by places where things went wrong. The aspect of things going wrong is expressed by the speaker as do terrible things. The role a monarch plays in this is given by the bit that says that other places didn't have this check on powers. The this here refers to what the speaker said before about constitutional monarchies being a fantastic way to prevent tyranny.
History is pretty clear that there is a deep dark part in almost all of us that craves a strong man, a powerful person in a fancy hat in a shiny palace who seems to know what they're doing. And if you don't have one of these people, you find one. Russia did it, France did it, and the Americans absolutely do it.
Having heard this part, you now know that sentence G is true for speaker 2. The speaker explains that the vast majority crave a strong man. To crave means to want something very strongly. The phrase strong man is equivalent to someone to look up to.
Speaker 3. When it comes to this generation in particular, young people are interested in the values of fairness and in the values of representation. Whatever way you slice it, the monarchy is neither a fair nor a representative institution.
Speaker 3 here mentions two values that young people are interested in. The following sentence goes on to explain that these values are not ones that the monarchy has, saying that it is neither a fair nor a representative institution. Therefore, item 4 or 5 is F.
There have been attempts by the royal family to reduce some of the mystery, invite the media in, and show the public what they really do. And what they've revealed themselves to be is a group of some very weird people. And I think that the more that social media, 24-hour news, tabloid press intrusion gets us to see who they are, how they are as individuals, which is people who have been made, in many cases, deeply unhappy by the institution that they were born into, the less people are inclined to support the monarchy, either as a political national institution or just a kind of, you know, old-school celebrity that they can secretly enjoy.
The speaker here talks about many members of the royal family as being deeply unhappy, which is the same as troubled. The aspect of them losing backing is given shortly after this with the phrase that fewer people are inclined to support the monarchy. So the other correct answer for speaker 3 is C. Sentence H is one that you should not use. The reason is that only speaker 3 mentions the media. However, they only talk about how the general public now sees the members as individual humans. There is no mention of whether or not these people should have political powers in connection with any type of media.
Speaker 4.
At a time when all we keep hearing about is the cost of living crisis and our bills rising, the thought of the monarchy costing us over £100 million last year seems insane. When it comes to money, critics have called for more transparency and clarity with regard to the royal family.
Speaker 4 has just mentioned something that makes sentence B match with them. They said that critics have called for, which is a way of saying that they have demanded something, that something that they want is more transparency and clarity when it comes to money, which means that people are interested in the royal family's finances.
The Queen was a source of British soft power and diplomatic influence throughout her reign, making countless state visits and foreign tours that brought benefits for national security, influence, and trade. A 2017 report said that the monarchy generated an estimated £150 million worth of trade for the UK each year, so overall a clear plus.
Speaker 4 here talks about money again, but this time about the fact that the royal family leaves overall a clear plus, which means that financially it makes sense to keep the royal family, as sentence E states.
Speaker 5.
So what if Britain finally got rid of the monarchy? I mean, this would be the craziest news story to ever hit the media, and who really knows what would happen? First of all, though, since they are part of the Commonwealth of Nations, all other 14 nations would have to agree and abolish the monarchy to remove it completely. However, looking at recent news and events, that doesn't seem like it would be an issue.
Speaker 5 has just talked about all other 14 nations needing to agree, which is a way of cooperating, in order to abolish the monarchy to remove it completely. So, item 8 or 9 is J, which says that several countries need to cooperate to end the British monarchy.
Now that that's done, what happens next? Next would be a decision from Parliament. In theory, they could decide on a new family to rule the UK, but nobody would be crazy enough to do that. So, they would organise a similar form of government, like other countries have, with a constitutional head of state with limited constitutional powers, no political powers. And there we have it! Finally, democratic top to bottom, like so many other European countries have been for decades.
Here, Speaker 5 talks about what steps would happen if the UK stopped being a monarchy. At the end of their plan, they say that it would then become fully democratic, like so many other European countries have been for decades, which means that this system of being fully democratic has been in use for many years, so it has been well established, making L the correct answer. Item A is an answer you should not use for any speaker or item. Speaker 5 says something similar, but not exactly what sentence A states. Statement A says that the transition could be done the way it was done in different countries. Speaker 5, however, does not talk about that process being done similarly to any other country. Speaker 5 talks about having a democratic system that is similar to other systems within Europe.